You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Yeah, you talk about some of these quarterback moves. Obviously, none bigger than Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta. A four-year, $180 million deal. We're talking $45 million per year for Kirk Cousins. $100 million of this is guaranteed, by the way. There is a reason why Kirk Cousins is called the Bag King. Okay, he is the absolute Bag King. He does it again, Matt Harmon. He's going to be 36 years old coming off of a major Achilles injury. I mean, I swear to God, I don't even know if he's going to be ready for the start of the season. He tore his Achilles in late October, man. I mean, 30 at this age, I don't know. Anyways, very impressed with the Bag King. But people obviously in Atlanta are going to be very excited, I think, to bring in Kirk Cousins. At whatever point he's ready to play, should be a boost for the offense regardless. A big uptick in the quarterback play. And again, they get Arthur Smith out of there and hopefully get some functional NFL head coaching experience there as well. So I don't know. What are your thoughts on Kirk Cousins going to the ATL?
Yeah, the way that this was kind of spoken about was that Atlanta was going to do whatever they needed to do to make this happen. Which makes sense for a couple different reasons. One, because Atlanta was too good last year to be in the market for one of these top-level prospects. And I think if you look at the talent on the roster, that was probably going to be the case, you know, next year, that they could be around a 7-win team. They'd be picking, you know, 8th, 9th, 10th in the draft. They picked, like, 8th in the draft for two straight years now, or three straight years now, because, what, Bijan was the 8th pick. Drake London was the 8th pick. They're picking 8th this year. I think they'd probably be around that 8, 9, 10 range again this year if they just had, you know, any old goofball playing quarterback for them, because right. I think they have a pretty talented roster here. I mean, we do have to realize that, like, Desmond Ridder and Marcus Mariota, each of the last 2 years, have legitimately given the Falcons league worst quarterback play, in my opinion. Like right around the bottom barrel of the quarterback kind of range in the NFL. That's what the Falcons have been getting, yet they're still a good team that wins games. So I think they were going to be in that position this year, because as you mentioned, the coaching staff, I do think, should be a pretty big uptick here. Raheem Morris is extremely well-regarded. Zach Robinson, I think, is going to bring a lot of the stuff from the Rams, which really that works with the meta of the NFL right now. Raheem Morris also has familiarity with Kirk Cousins dating back to their Washington days. Kirk Cousins also has a lot of familiarity with what I think Zach Robinson is going to want to do schematically because of what Kevin O'Connell asked him to do in Minnesota, another guy off of this Rams tree. And really, like, bottom line, because they weren't going to have somebody in the draft, like, Kirk Cousins is the only guy on the market that's shown you over multiple seasons that he can give you above replacement level quarterback play. So, like, the reality here, James, is that Kirk Cousins is not just, like, the Falcons' best hope at quarterback. He was really their only hope at quarterback this year. So all risks aside, and you're right, he's not a guy that comes with a risk-free profile here. Right. I do think this was a move they felt and justifiably felt that they had to make.
The Falcons threw to wide receivers the fewest in the NFL. 209 pass attempts to wide receivers last year in 2023. The second lowest was the Chicago Bears at 259. So they had 50 more pass attempts to wide receivers than the Atlanta Falcons. So the Falcons, not only, and we've talked about this a lot, man, not only do they need to address quarterback, they needed to address wide receiver as well. But no doubt, this is a boon to Drake London, who, again, probably going to be getting functional quarterback play here from Kirk Cousins, and most likely, almost assuredly, I think, an uptick in volume, at least in quality looks going into 2024.
Oh, yeah, no question. Again, like, think whatever you want of Kirk Cousins. I think he's been around so much. He's played so much at this point that he's going to give you – he's just seen everything. He's played in so many offenses. He's really adept at the things that I think you need to be adept at a quarterback to play with Kirk Cousins, which is – or, excuse me, to play with Drake London. He's a guy that's going to throw in a tight coverage. He's going to trust wide receivers. You know, Justin Jefferson, I had a conversation with him a couple years ago now at this point that him and Kirk really, really worked on the just kind of like, hey – even when I'm covered, man, like, just rip it to me and, like, good things are going to happen. And that was something that wasn't – like, Kirk hasn't always been willing to do, but here at the later part of his career, he's really evolved at that with a guy like Justin Jefferson. I mean, look, Drake London is not Justin Jefferson. I think he's extremely talented, but I think that they can build that trust and that rapport over time. And secondly, like, Kirk Cousins loves to work that middle of the field. That's where he wants to throw. That's where he wants to operate. And Drake London, when you look at the routes that he's really successful on, he's really successful on in-breaking routes. Digs, crossers, slants, these big post routes. So he has a guy that he can trust in tight coverage in Drake London because he can win those contested passes. He can play X receiver on the line, you know, working in those tight boundary situations. But he's also a guy that can work the preferred areas where Cousins likes to throw. So, yeah, it just makes perfect sense. And I'm glad you brought the other receivers on this roster because, like, James, can you actually name any current Falcons wide receiver other than Drake London? Yeah, I'm sure you can. It's Austin Mack, Chris Blair, and Josh Ali. Ali.
Who?
Right.
Who?
I mean,
who
dude.
Are the? Who is Chris Blair?
Who are these?
I don't know.
Guys?
I don't know. So that is definitely an area to watch too. Like, and now that you have, we're just going to call it a grown-up offense. Okay. Like, that's what they're going to be running this year. Like, with a real quarterback and like a scheme that we don't know exactly what they're going to run, but it's probably going to come off of the typical Shanahan McVay type stuff. You know, we'll see if Zach Robinson like has the goods as a play caller, all that stuff. Like, now that we're talking about a grown-up offense here with good quarterback play, like, yeah, we don't have to worry about, oh man, like, let's hope Drake London could slice off a good target share here. Like, no, forget about that. Like, you can go out now and in the draft, like, maybe take a wide receiver. You know, you can push this thing, I think, to the next level here because you have that baseline floor built in with coach likely and quarterback pairing.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I'm trying to look up, do these guys have any stats, these other wide receivers? I don't think they do. This is madness. This is crazy. They absolutely need to get wide receiver, and they need to address it. Not that they need a frontline guy, Matt. I don't know how you feel about this. I mean, getting a frontline guy would be great. Of course it would be great, you know? But, I mean, they just need depth. They need, you know, professional NFL caliber wide receivers, whatever it might be. They just need to address that room, and they need to get a lot of pieces moving in that direction because it's just – it's crazy when you look at just the depth, the stats. I mean, all of it in regards to wide receivers for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think we've kept our composure enough at this point. to really just kind of let our hair down here a little bit.
Okay.
Dude, this is so awesome for Drake London. You know, I mean, look, the reality is this is a guy that, like, yeah. I said, has played with bottom barrel quarterbacks in,
for sure.
in each of his first two seasons. You know, like, put him, he was right on that, like, Allen Robinson, Terry McLaurin, DJ Moore, like, all of those guys that we've all, you know, bemoaned for years. Like, God, when is it just going to happen for these guys? They're obviously good players. Like, I think that Drake London is in that caliber of wide receiver. You know, we're talking about in their peak.
Yeah.
I think McLaurin and Moore are still kind of in their peak seasons.
Yeah.
But obviously Robinson, when he was at his peak, these are guys that were high-quality X receivers that could separate at all three levels, that could run routes, that could get off press coverage, could do all the things that you want in a number one star caliber mm-hmm. wide receiver. There's nothing when I watch Drake London and think, like, look, there are still obvious, of course, areas that, you know, you're a young player, you can improve or whatever, but there's nothing I see, like, there's a limitation on this guy because he can't do X. Like, he's not the fastest player, but, you know, some of the players we know are star caliber players in this league at wide receiver aren't the fastest, you know, in a straight line, whatever. So, you know, I think that when you look at Drake London, he has all the skills, all the traits, all the talents necessary to be, like, a true superstar type number one receiver. And I mean, when I watch him, I don't see anything that's limiting him. Of course, it's just the production, it's the quarterback. And I mean,
right.
for Kirk Cousins to get dropped in, like, and again, Kirk Cousins, not a flawless, not like a, there are risks here with Cousins because of the injury, all that. But
right.
if Cousins right. is anything close to the player that he's been, the last 2 years in
yeah.
Minnesota, when they haven't been running this, like I think people don't realize with Cousins and Kevin O'Connell, like, they've been running, like, real drop back, like, quarterback centric type stuff, not the you know, cookie cutter play
Mike Zimmer type stuff. Yeah,
not the boomer ball Mike Zimmer type mm-hmm. stuff. They've been running, like, real drop back quarterback stuff. And if Cousins is anywhere close to that player, like, yeah, you can't ask for a guy that is better suited to drop in here and elevate a young ascending wide receiver like Drake London. So, like, man, for anybody holding Drake London bags in Dynasty, for anybody that's just, like, loves to see good players get
cash it, baby, cash it.
Yeah, I mean, we're feeling really good here in early March 2024 about where we're at with Drake London and what's happening right now.
Let me throw out some stats here with Atlanta, which I love. Okay, so Atlanta threw into open windows at the ninth lowest rate in the NFL. That should not come as a surprise. So, I want to go back to these, like, wide receiver specific stats, though. When Atlanta was throwing specifically to wide receivers, 4 touchdowns versus 9 interceptions, just a 59% completion rate. That's the 4th lowest in the NFL. The 4-9 touchdown interception ratio, I was like, man, that is really, really bad. So, of course, I go and look. Let me just throw out some other teams here. These guys are catching strays for no reason. But I'm just saying, New England, 5 touchdowns versus 16 interceptions when throwing to wide receivers. The New York Jets, 6 touchdowns versus 11 interceptions when throwing to wide receivers. And again, keep in mind, they're throwing to Garrett Wilson up in this. Okay, like, come on, man. Cleveland. What are we doing, Cleveland? 10 touchdowns versus 18 interceptions to wide receivers. 18 picks, Matt Harmon. That is bonkers.
Special. We call that special. That's special.
That is nuts. I mean, you're throwing Amari Cooper, Elijah Moore. I mean, gee whiz. Finally, I'll just say this because, when we're right, we're right. Okay, Washington, and everyone would agree, they've got a good wide receiver core, okay, with their two guys there, all right? Their three guys there, rather. 14 touchdowns, 18 picks when throwing to wide receivers, Washington Commanders. So, no, Sam Howell did not play well.
Let's not go back down that road, are we?
Come on.
We're not talking about that anymore.
Come on. Okay. Just come on. Commanders fans, come with us. Come with us. Okay.
I mean,
come on.
They can't possibly care at this point. I mean,
they probably don't. Yeah,
right. Probably don't care anymore.
Yeah,
I don't care anymore.
Right. Okay. I can't believe how you're going to throw 18 picks Well, you're throwing a Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, and Curtis Samuel. How are you going to do
well,
that?
Well, they were throwing a, you know, De'Ami Brown and Byron Pringle. Like, I'm getting, stop having me relitigate ancient history, James.
Relitigate.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.